Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Today it's Show on the Road, brought to you by our great friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. Terrific service department that backs it up every step of the way. Routine, difficult. They need more technicians, by the way. They have a lot of work over there. And great people that can be mentors to you. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15. Hummel's Wharf online at sunburymotors.com. Todd, the 20 minutes are up. Are you feeling better?
Much better.
Good. See, it's all about comfort when it's all said and done. And on this show, you'll find out there's a lot more said than done. All right. So what'd you think of the conversation? Yeah, we got to the last part of it there talking about arguments and polls, as you know, because I mean, you go back a long way, I go back a long way. It's always been like this, but I've always thought it was wrong. What's been your thought?
It has always been like this, and I think that's, you know, I don't think people would want to admit it, but I think that's one of the joys that people get out of college football sometimes is arguing about it. And I think the issue is sometimes it's not what they say it is. You know, they say, you know, they will say best team, and you look at it, and sometimes they don't. And I think I said Monday that I do think they did get the best. They probably did get the best four, but I, you know, especially in this day and age, I just think people like to argue.
Oh, they like to argue. That's why shows like this exist.
We don't even argue much.
we don't argue much. You know, if people will call. I may disagree about something, but I always listen to everybody as to what they have to say. Which is important. I want to get to an article that Dave Jones of the Patriot News wrote. We can cite your articles too, Todd. I have no problem doing that because you have always done a great job. But his article was about atmosphere in stadiums and arenas and about noise. That's what the article was about. It's about noise. Lots and lots of noise. this is not aimed at public address announcers or things like that. That's not what this is about. It's more to it than that. Remember, public address announcers are being told, for the most part, how they need to be doing their job. So that's not it, okay? Dave's point was, you know, it's loud. There's some canned stuff that's put in there. Pep bands are phased out and so forth. I mean, Todd, you've been around a lot of college games. You've been around a lot of high school games. What's been your thought on atmosphere and feel for atmosphere in arenas?
I haven't been to the Jordan Center in a little bit, and I did read Dave's article, and I think a lot of it was somebody they knew at Ohio State as well. And I really notice it. My brother goes to a lot of Sixers games, so I get a chance to – I go to two or three Sixers games a year, and just the amount of noise at an NBA arena that doesn't have to do with the game is a lot. And like the thing that always bothers me, if you watch the Pacers, the race car noises are during the game. And I just think it's kind of the modern thing where people don't think the game is enough, that there has to be, you know, things around it to keep people's interest, like they won't be interested in a professional or a college game.
Yeah, because Dave asked me about it, you know, and of course what have I done games in now? What, 153 different arenas or something like that? So it's been a few. And – It is interesting in that, like, let's take timeouts. In timeouts, they're doing, like, free throw games, three-point games. That's great. Football now, they do that race, the 40-yard sprint, the whole thing. That's all fun. That's you know, it's like between innings in a baseball game, in a minor league baseball game. Just the activity that gets the fans involved. They cheer, they enjoy. That part's really, I think, is actually really good and enhances the experience for people. It's something that's happening. It's a timeout, whatever it may be. But there's a point, I'll give you a Jordan Center example, where in the pregame, and I have no idea what it is. I think it's a video. It's not the setup video. But it's like in the middle of the pregame, and it'll be so loud that my desk, it's, you know, and of course my desk is bolted down, kind of reverberates. Todd, that's loud.
Yeah, that's pretty loud.
I was like, holy mackerel. Man, the first time they did it, I was like, whoa. Yeah, not that. And again, I have headsets on, so I can't hear it as much as a fan would. I'm talking about because the desk physically shakes, like just a little, like rumbles a bit. Like, that's loud. Now, does it bother me? No. But because I have headsets on, which blocks out a lot of stuff to begin with anyway. People will ask me, what do you think of the blue band? I'm like, with all due respect, I don't hear them. And, of course, they look at me like I'm insane. And I said, no, I have headsets on, and I'm also working while they're playing. So when they're doing the pregame, we're doing the pregame, and I have a headset on, they cancel out the external noise. And the same thing at halftime. Well, I'm on the air at halftime. I'm not watching what they're doing because I'm either interviewing somebody or I have to do the stats or something like that. And then when I'm done with that part, we make sure we take care of at least one important piece of business before we get back on for the third quarter.
Yes.
Yes. So I don't hear them as much. I mean, I'll hear them at a pep rally. I'll hear them, like, for example, you know, I didn't go to the Rose Parade last year, but, like, you know, when they're the Rose Parade, you're proud of them and what they're doing. But I don't hear them as much. So when it comes to the noise part, I'm not a good gauge on that because I've had headsets on the entire time, so I'm not thinking too much about it, no matter what arena I'm in. I just know there's a lot of noise that happens all the time, and I'd have to be a fan that sits there. I'd have to be a fan that sits there to then really appreciate, you know, what the, because Dave as a writer can sit there and cover a game, and he's not wearing headsets, just like the fans aren't wearing headsets. I, on the other hand, not quite the same gauge because I have headsets on, so I can't quite gauge the noise as somebody else would. If you know what I, if you know where I'm driving at here.
Yeah, and the other, I mean, the thing for me is if I'm covering something, I'm really not paying attention to that other stuff usually, because if there's a break, you know, these days, I, you know, you have to tweet something or you have to, you know, you're figuring something out, and then the game starts again. Again, that, like you, the only time I really notice it is when I'm at a fan, when I'm a fan somewhere.
But I do know it. I do know what's happening all the time. I mean, I do know. I mean, it's not like I'm not sitting there. I'm not naive about the fact that it's happening the whole time. But to, like, how loud it is and to what extent, that part I can't gauge because, again, when you're wearing these, they cancel out a lot of noise. Now, a fan can call up right now and they can give me a better gauge of what we're talking about. And I'm not so sure this is a young versus old thing. To be honest with you, I think when I've talked, I usually try to gauge my students in class about such issues. Like, somebody will write an article to get a feel as to how young people feel. And for the most part, they're kind of like, eh, you know. You know, they're there to watch the game. The other stuff's fun. I mean, all the stuff during timeouts, that's fun. Just like between innings, that's fun. All that stuff at the end of quarters out at Beaver Stadium, that stuff's fun. I mean, I think anybody can appreciate the fact that, you know, it's just trying to make the entire experience fun. The question is, how loud is it? And that part I'm not going to be the best judge of, because I'm not taking the headsets off during the game unless Dick and I have to talk about something. And there's times where we'll talk internally on these with the idea that we are off the air. But it was an interesting article. Very interesting article. I think it provoked a lot of conversation. Because fan experience means everything, and I've talked about that for a long time now. Fan experience means everything. And I know I've gone through this before, but to me that's the platinum part of it. TV wants fans there, Todd, because it creates the ambiance and the excitement. You know, game day, you know, thousands of people out there for game day. That means a lot, that kind of atmosphere. The atmosphere in the stadium, big game, it's fourth down, and the crowd rises as one, and the excitement level, you can't put a price on that. And TV wants full houses. It looks great. We're going to see a series of bowl games coming up where, you know, you're not going to have sellouts. Now, will I still watch? Yes. See, when we do the bowl predictions, Todd, it's going to be not just who picking winners. It's going to be, okay, who do you think will win, and will you watch? So I want to prepare you for that. That's next week.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm a good gauge on the watch thing. I'll watch almost any football.
Well, good. Let's say you watch them all. That's great. Let's say yes. Okay, that's fine. They're going to be like, for example, on the 16th. Let's take the opening day on the 16th. I won't be able to watch any of them. I've got a game at Madison Square Garden, and I have to drive back. Yeah. You know, I have to do the show on the – see, the team's leaving before the – Friday the 15th is going to be a little tricky. There's bowl media day in the morning. Then I'm doing quarterback club with James. Then I'm doing this show. During that period of time, the team's leaving for Madison Square Garden, so I have to drive. So when I'm coming back on the Saturday, I'm going to go in on the team bus to Madison Square Garden because it's easy. Then I'm going to take a train to Hoboken and then over from the terminal, get my car and drive back. So it will be buses, cars, and trains. No planes. Plane will be for Atlanta.
But you don't have to deal with the Lincoln. You don't have to drive the Lincoln Tunnel, so the bus is worth it.
Oh, no. There's no way. I mean, have I driven in New York before? Yes, I've driven in Manhattan many times. No issue. Driven through the Lincoln Tunnel and the Hudson Tunnel. Done that many times, especially the Lincoln Tunnel. Many times. That's not the issue. Well, Todd, I'm not going to pay $500,000 to park.
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
And where? Where do I park at Madison Square Garden? I have no idea. So I'll just leave it over at the hotel, and then afterwards spend $2, $3 on the train to get back to the other side, get the car, and go. Because, I mean, look, Penn Station's right underneath Madison Square Garden. So my game, so in other words, I may want to watch a couple of games on the 16th. That's my point. But I'm going to have to say no because I have no chance to watch it. None. And you'll watch any game.
Almost any game. I also have an 8-year-old, so I have to share the TV.
Oh, well, great. So you're going to watch like a combination of Nickelodeon and...
We're big on Bluey right now.
Bluey. Okay. So when the Super Bowl is played... And CBS has it. They're also going to put an alternate broadcast on Nickelodeon. Will your son be watching that?
No. No, but for some reason, really into the... They did like the Dolphins-Falcons game in London. We've watched that a couple times as the Toy Story game.
And you liked it? Or he liked it?
She liked it. I get it. Trying to get younger fans, but it was a little strange to watch... the Toy Story characters be the Falcons and I think that was the Jaguars.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, I give them credit for trying anything to get young people involved. Yeah?
Yeah.
That part I do like, because you do have to come up with different ways to get young people involved in watching sports. That's why it goes back to the original atmosphere part of it, is the atmosphere part of it and the noise that's piped in. I don't mean the pep band, and I don't mean the games or things like that, but the noise that is piped in, the music that's piped in, and so forth. Is that a plus with young people or not? And I think that's what you have to gauge, because that's, you're trying to attract as many 18 to 34s as possible, because down the road, those will be the people that will be your longtime ticket holders if it works. Now, I also have another gauge that I think is ultra successful marketing, and that's winning. So I always feel like that's the number one marketing tool. If you're winning and not drawing, you have a marketing problem. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors.
Want to work for a stable yet growing company? Got it. Want to work for a family-owned business with over 100 years' experience in taking care of customers and employees? Got it. Want to work for a leader in selling more cars and satisfying more customers? Got it. Who has all that? SMC Sunbury Motor Company is looking for technicians across all their departments. Whether you're an entry-level technician, an experienced technician, or someone looking for a career change, Sunbury Motors would love to hear from you. They're looking for technicians for their quick lane, car and light truck service, heavy truck service, body shop, and frame and alignment division. You can apply online at sunburymotors.com, in person at our North 4th Street location, or call Todd at 570-286-7746. Your new career of working on Fords, Kias, Hyundais, Western Star trucks, plus anything that fits in the door, and some things that don't. Join Sunbury Motors. Your new career is waiting for you.
You know, when I was coming up through the ranks in this business, you know, which has been very fortunately a long career, one thing that we were always, it was always unspoken, but everybody adhered to, is nobody criticized anybody else in the profession. Todd, you were probably brought up the same way in the profession, right?
Yeah. It's right. You know, I don't think anybody from inside the profession's ever gotten me before.
but I'm saying that's really the way, as we worked our way through it, that was always like, I don't know, unspoken, but like, you just do your business and, you know, you don't criticize other people with what they're doing. That's not the way it is now. There are so many stories now of media people ripping other media people, whether it's news or sports. And Desmond Howard has been the latest to do it, because I understand that Desmond Howard is one of the Michigan all-time greats, Heisman Trophy winners, so he has definite opinions about how he feels about his alma mater and the scandal. I understand that. But they're doing game day, and he criticized Pete Thamel for not being in the crowd. Right? Okay. You know, Desmond, there's no need to even bring it up. Right? Pete Thamel is the information guy. He doesn't need to be in the crowd. He needs to be in a spot where he can keep his thoughts straight and do whatever. If he feels better about being in the stadium, let him. And then he ripped Paul Feinbaum the other day. There's no need for that. Everybody can have their own opinions. If Desmond Howard's opinion is dramatically different than Paul Feinbaum's, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. They can have differing opinions. They're just opinions. But do you rip somebody over their opinion when it's sports? To Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Elmhurst Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, the best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. Terrific service department that, you know, it's routine. You have to routine maintenance. It's critical. But they also can take care of the difficult. And when it comes time to trade in for your next SMC vehicle, guess what? It'll be in great shape. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. So, I mean, Todd, have you noticed that? It's not at you know what we're doing, but like at the highest levels, I almost feel like I see more criticism of one media person criticizing another media person all the time. And that's not that didn't happen when we were coming through the ranks.
No, and the Pete Thamel Desmond Howard thing. Apparently, Pete Thamel was getting death threats from Michigan fans, and that's why he wasn't out among the masses that weekend either, because of the, you know,
right,
how people react to things and scandals this, you know, in this day and age. And it is strange. It does seem strange to me. It does seem, you know, that they end up going at each other much more than they used to. But I also think it's, you know, I hate to say this, but the times, you know, every show is, you know, based on opinion and arguments. Why wouldn't they start going in on each other? They go in, you know, the way they attack at times everybody else, it's not surprising that sometimes they turn on themselves.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. The Eagles will play the Cowboys this week. Mike McCarthy, by the way, is going to have surgery today because he has an acute case of appendicitis. He experienced abdominal pain this morning. He went to see the team's medical staff. They say that he should be able to actually be out of the hospital tonight, and he anticipates coaching the game on Sunday.
Is he going to look like Hugh Freeze when he had to coach from the hospital bed?
Yeah. Now, in terms of running practice, the three guys who will run practice will be Dan Quinn, Brian Schottenheimer, and John Fossil. They'll all run practice. They're the three coordinators. Quinn said, he says, as tough as he is, like, I'll fight through it. And then the next thing you know, you're like, well, that's not good. Glad he went, got squared away. Good news for him. He's a fast healer. He's going to have to be. The Jets, by the way, will turn to Zach Wilson at quarterback. So they're going back to him. Tim Boyle is not only no longer the starter, he's no longer on the team. He's out. And Josh Dobbs will start for the Vikings, and that'll be against the Vikings are playing. They got the Bears,
I think,
this week, or the Raiders.
Raiders.
Because I talked to Kevin Kugler today. Kevin's doing the game tonight with Stephen Bardo, and Kevin is doing the Raiders-Vikings game this week for Fox. So Josh Dobbs is going to be the starting quarterback. The backup is Nick Mullins. The number three quarterback is Jaren Hall. The league has a quarterback problem. And I'm somebody, like, I root for Josh Dobbs. I mean, he's somebody that could be quite like Chuck Knowles, that go to your life's work. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's an aerospace engineering graduate. They put him on a SpaceX mission as part of his internship. And they said, the people running it said, we didn't even go over and check his work. We already knew it was good. Okay. He's playing football because he loves football. Von Miller, after the Bills are going to play Von Miller. There's an investigation into an alleged assault of a pregnant woman last week. We weren't there. We're not the investigators, said Brandon Bean. We don't obviously No, we've had conversations with Vaughn and understood what he believes happened. So from that standpoint, we can't get into it. It's an open investigation, so we'll just let the legal process play out. But he's going to play this weekend for Buffalo. And wide receiver Johnny Wilson from Florida State is going to skip the Orange Bowl against Georgia. He will declare for the NFL draft. This is your definition of the big receiver, Todd. He's 6'7", 235. Okay. And he actually started his career at Arizona State. Then the last two, he was at Florida State. And this guy averaged 17 yards a catch. So he is going to he is opting for the NFL draft. No Florida State bowl game for him. There are Florida State fans that are saying that they should boycott the Orange Bowl. Well, no offense, Florida State fans. You may hate the ACC. You're trying hard to get out of the ACC. But you can't boycott the bowl game because everybody in the ACC will, I mean, you won't, they won't get the money.
You were probably over at practice, but Ron DeSantis said this morning that they are putting $1 million into the Florida State budget so Florida State can sue the bowl championship committee.
Well, next year they go to a 12-team playoff, yeah. So I don't know what. I mean, that's a governor that is in his own state. You know, I mean, what would you expect Governor Shapiro to do?
Well, I know, but
probably would do the same thing.
Just the way people react to college football, man.
Well, I know that's and I you know. It's interesting because I mean. The grant of rights is a big problem. And a lot of people, they can buy their way out. Everybody, I always love the grant of rights discussion. I always love that. There are buyouts. For example, I think the buyout for Florida State to get out of the ACC is like 125 or something like that, million. But the grant of rights is a different animal. Oh, they can break that. How come nobody breaks it? Have you noticed? You notice how many teams have broken the grant of rights? Oh no, let's just do a quick poll. Oh, zero. I mean, you notice, for example, Texas and Oklahoma were invited into the SEC and accepted 2.5 years ago. Have they played any SEC games yet? Nope. Why? They finally bought out the last year of the contract and the grant of rights that goes with it. Because if you look at the $50 million each paid to the Big 12, it's $50 million each. Well, if you add up the exit fee and what was left on the grant of rights because the contract runs out next year, and they now have a new contract. The contract, the original contract that Texas and Oklahoma are involved in, if you add it up, it comes up to, oh, $50 million a year. Okay, good. Everybody thinks, people who are not, they've had attorneys pore over these things. They're only 5 to 8 pages. The Big 12, the ACC modeled its grant of rights after what the Big 12 did. They say, can you give us the document so we can see what you did and what you put in. And they modeled it after it. Well, guess what? You know, did USC and UCLA play any Big Ten games this year? Or did they wait for the grant of rights and the TV contract to run out and then transition over? Oh, August 2nd. You notice they're not full members on July 1. Did you notice that? Because the grant of rights runs out on August 1. Oh, so they're going to actually officially be in August 2nd. Ah, gee, I wonder why. Could it be the grant of rights, which is so easy to break based on all the Florida State faux attorneys out there? If it's so easy to break, how come nobody breaks it? I'm waiting. Every you know, I'll read stuff and I'll look at it and go, they're going to declare this week. They're going to declare this week. They're going to declare this week. This week. No. It's going to be next month. Next month. Week comes and goes. Month comes and goes. They're still there. It's not that easy. They've had anything. If it's so easy, they have all these high-priced attorneys. Okay, in the 5 to 8 page document, one of them is 5 pages. I can't remember which one. One's 8. I can't remember which one is which. Whether it's the Big 12 or the ACC. They're that short. These are not intricate. These are like 1,000-page documents. And here on page 612, we found the loophole. It's pretty simple and straightforward. And you can leave, but you then all your rights are already assigned to the conference. Oh. So every time you play a home game, once you leave, if you just left without an exit, you know, without paying a number, because you can negotiate it, if you left without paying a number, all your home games would go back to the ACC and not to you. Now, when you play on the road, that's a different thing. But, yeah. And it got extended to 2036 in exchange for the ACC network. Todd, how many times a week do you watch the ACC network?
To be honest, a couple, because they had a really good documentary on the ACC tournament last spring. But to be honest, not all that often.
And I watched it, Todd. I did too. I watched the same thing, the history of the ACC tournament. Loved it. Games?
No.
No. And you know what? I'm gonna have to get him on the show, because Wes Durham's a friend of mine. Wes and I go back 25, 30 years. And Wes is the lead guy on play-by-play for them. And he's going to do a couple of bowl games on ESPN coming up. He's also the Atlanta Falcons play-by-play guy. And when the Falcons were in the Super Bowl, we had Wes on the show when they played the Patriots. And Wes is a couple things. Great announcer, great guy, and a terrific golfer on top of that. But I maybe watched a little bit of one or two games in the ACC network, and I saw that documentary you're talking about. Just like I also watched a documentary on the SEC network on the history of their basketball tournament, and also on the history of overcoming racism in the conference, which was really good, well done.
I did as well. I recommend that one as well if it's ever on again.
Oh yeah, and I think Rory Koff is the one that did that documentary. He is an excellent documentarian. You think of all the footage they pull up, just the pure footage.
Yeah.
To go with the interviews, oh my goodness. And then to organize it, I mean, those guys are good. They're really good at what they do. Penn State basketball tonight, Maryland. We'll talk about that in a moment. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Listen to that Babbel commercial. What made me want to say Sute Mayamas? Suit. Sure. Okay, Penn State basketball tonight, Maryland. Brilliant game by Bucknell on Saturday to win. Great job by John Griffin and his crew. For Penn State, there'll be a couple of keys. I'll start with this right away. You have to win the two lines. And that is something I always consider to be an important part of any game in college basketball. Can you win the combination of the three-point line and the free throw line? Ironically, against Bucknell won the two lines by 9 points. Trying to think what the final score was. Oh, 76-67, 9 points. Penn State will have to win the two lines tonight. And it becomes even more important in a game like this, because you expect that Maryland, with a physical style of play, is going to get to the free throw line more. but they have really struggled, Maryland has, shooting the three. And when you look at there's hitting, what, 24% from three? Well, there are going to be times where they're going to be out there, and you're going to have to make the bet and let them shoot it. Because the last thing you want is now them to get downhill and get easy buckets at the basket. Just that's the key. If there's a driver that's driving by a Penn State player from the perimeter, that's not a good sign, because they want to be out there in such a way we're saying, go ahead, you want to take it, take it. Because, they're 24% in threes as a team. Not an individual, as a team. And they're going to want to get the ball to Reese. They're going to want to get the ball to Scott. Conversely, Penn State needs to go out and they need to hit their shots from the outside. They don't have to go out there and take 30 threes tonight. But they need to hit, as a team, 35 to 40% of them. They do that, they're going to walk out here with a win. And they need to play with the lead. Now, they play with the lead most of the time against Bucknell, but Bucknell, with credit, made it precarious. And then, of course, eventually won the game. But that, to me, will be one of the keys tonight, the ability to win the two lines and do not allow blow-bys by the Maryland offense, Jameer Young and those guys, because, to be honest with you, we actually want them shooting threes. If they hit them, they hit them. But that's the roll of the dice you have to make. I'm trying to stay away from using the term, Todd. That's the bet you have to make.
Are you allowed to say bet?
Well, if you're at Michigan, yeah. I think that wasn't that the one-word response from Jim Harbaugh? Bet. Like, okay. I don't even know what it means. I saw J.J. McCarthy put it out before the Penn State game and go, what does that mean?